The Catholic Church pronounced that the teachings of Aristotle, as interpreted by Aquinas, were the truth, and could be denied only on pain of heresy, a situation which remains in force to this day. Much of Aristotle's philosophy concerned the natural world and was thus scientific. Science, like philosophy, makes pronouncements that appear to be the truth, but later turn out to be wrong. They must be modified as our understanding of the world increases. By declaring the works of Aristotle to be the Holy Writ, the Church painted itself into a corner, and the corner of a flat earth at that. Conflict between the Church and scientific discovery was thus inevitable. Aristotle is not responsible for this conflict between reason and faith, which was not satisfactorily resolved in Western thought until this century. Indeed, like Count Dracula, it still makes the odd, sensational resurrection when night returns to the world of learning. The argument raging in some of the United States between Darwinism, evolution, and creationism, the literal truth of the Bible, is but a recent example. Despite the demise of Aristotelian thought, Aristotle himself has continued to play a part in modern philosophy. The contemporary American philosopher of science Thomas Kuhn, a profound admirer of Aristotle, found himself puzzled that such a supreme genius could also be guilty of making a number of simple errors. For instance, despite some earlier philosophers realizing that the Earth orbited the Sun, Aristotle remained convinced that the Earth was the center of the universe, an error which severely restricted astronomical knowledge for more than 1,500 years. Scientific thought was likewise hindered by Aristotle's belief that the world was made up of four primary elements: earth, air, fire, and water. Kuhn's study of Aristotle's errors led him to formulate his notion of paradigms, which revolutionized our thinking about the philosophy of science and had applications far beyond this field. According to Kuhn, Aristotle was led into error because of the way he and his contemporaries viewed the world, the paradigm of their thought. The ancient Greeks saw the world as consisting essentially of qualities, shape, purpose, and so forth. Viewing the world in this way, they were bound to arrive at a number of wrong-headed conclusions, such as those which marred even Aristotle's thought. The inevitable conclusion to be drawn from Kuhn's notion of paradigms is that there can be no such thing as a true way of viewing the world, either scientifically or philosophically. The conclusions we reach simply depend upon the paradigms we adopt, the way we decide to think about the world. In other words, there is no such thing as ultimate truth.